we are getting some folks together. A little different than we typically do our summer blood drive, but should be a good time anyway, and we can all help out some people who really need it. The Flag Radio Blood Drive, it starts tomorrow at 10 a.m., 10 to 6 tomorrow, Thursday from 11 to 6, and then Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Vitalant over at 3231 11th Street South in Fargo. And to talk a little bit about it, we're pleased to have Katie Bartleson on the line. Katie is a senior donor recruitment representative over at Vitalant. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Excellent. Thank you. So tell us about what's happening right now with blood supply in our community. We know that there's been coronavirus. We know that there's been some racial unrest and some things going on that way in our country. The economy is struggling a little bit right now as well. How does any of that or all of that play into what's happening with blood supply?
You know, we have so many things that we are unsure of living in the midst of this pandemic. But the one thing we are sure of is that the need for blood continues. So no matter what's going on in our world, all the cares and concerns, the biggest challenge we have is finding enough blood donors to help meet those needs, not only here locally, but in our surrounding communities as well.
With COVID-19, we know that's a health issue. Does that specifically put a strain on blood supply, or are we talking a little bit about apples and oranges there?
You know, it does, and it does put a strain on the blood supply. And if we rewind just a few months back in March and April, the spring and the fall is our biggest high school blood drive season and our college blood drive season. So 20% of the blood that we collect nationwide is from our student body. So we, without those students and without students in our schools, that is another challenge for us. So heading into the summer months, we knew that it would be a challenging time. So we really relied on our community and our businesses to step forward. But as we know, a lot of our businesses were working remotely, so that was an additional challenge. So that's what we're teaming up with area businesses and any new businesses that have never sponsored blood drives, seeking out people who haven't donated for a while, maybe who've never donated before, to step up and give it a try. Come over to our blood center, or you can host a blood drive on your site. It's an easy thing to do, and it's so vital to our community.
Now, are there, have you seen a decrease in people donating blood just because they're a little uncertain of going to a healthcare facility? And, you know, sometimes some people don't really know what to make of something, they just withdraw altogether. So have you seen donations go down because of that at your locations?
You know, we actually have heard concerns, although the outpouring of support has been amazing.
Well,
from our
good
community and our surrounding communities. Our blood drives have been going wonderfully. So thanks to those who have hosted, thanks to those who have rolled up their sleeve to give during this time. And we have set out some precautions to be sure that it is a safe procedure. We have, of course, we are mandated by the CDC and the FDA, and the Surgeon General has approved our events, all of our blood drives, as safe events. So the procedures that we have set in place is that it is mandatory and required for all volunteers, blood donors, and Vitalant staff to wear some sort of face covering or mask to be at the blood drive. We also, of course, are sanitizing all high-touch surfaces. Any of the refreshments that we provide are individually prepackaged by the manufacturer, so unfortunately no home-baked goodies right now. I know that that's sometimes what draws donors in, but just to keep everyone safe. And of course, we are something that's new just this month to help us find convalescent plasma donors, which means collecting plasma from someone who has battled COVID-19 to help someone who is currently battling. We are now testing all blood donations through the end of 2020 for COVID-19 antibodies. So there's nothing additional the donor needs to do. It's an automatic test that will be processed when someone has donated blood. So they can check their results 2 weeks after their donation on our website. So that's an added bonus when someone is donating blood.
And that's what I was going to ask you about, if you're doing that, and you are, and does that draw more people in? Because I would think people would be curious and want to know if they have those antibodies.
That may be one of the reasons for the uptick in donations, although, again, the support we had even going into August was great. So usually the summer months are a huge challenge just because everyone's so busy. You're trying to pack in as much as you possibly can in our summer months. Your calendar is filling up with fun things to do. Although, you know, with fewer people out and about, I think some people have a little bit more time to maybe dedicate towards something like this. And that's what we're challenging our community to. If everyone that is eligible were to donate blood three times a year, there would not be a blood shortage. So technically, those who donate whole blood are eligible to donate every 56 days. So at the minimum, if people donated three times a year, there wouldn't ever be a critical need. So it's a great civic duty. It's a simple process as well. One thing we do want to mention, too, is that to get the, it's not an active COVID test that we are processing. It's an antibody test. So anyone that comes in or signs up to donate must be feeling well and healthy. That's number one. We also are checking temperatures prior to donors signing in, since a high temperature is one of the first symptoms of the coronavirus. So we do also have that procedure in place. So anyone who is feeling well and healthy, we encourage you to sign up or stop by and see us soon.
Yeah, so there's a million reasons to give blood. Number one, you feel like $1 million when you're done. It's just a very good feeling when you do it. And there's a lot of other side benefits, too. We talked about, you know, they test you for the antibodies. So if you're one of those people and you feel like, you know, I bet I had it back in November or January, but nobody was talking about it then, but I had all the symptoms, whatever, you can go find out if you got the antibodies. Maybe you had it, maybe you know, maybe you didn't even realize you were sick, but you might have been positive for a while and you fought it off. This is a great way to find out. The other thing I'll tell you is the first time I went in there, one of the nurses there told me, you know, what you're doing here is like the equivalent of jogging for an hour, because the blood that you're going to give is equal to like burning 400 calories or something like that. And I said, hey, another reason to love coming over to give blood.
There you go, right?
Yeah. So I don't know if she was making up a story to make me feel better or what, but I didn't care. I was thankful for the good news anyway. So a lot of good things to be gained from that. And Katie, what kind of response do you get from people that come over for the first time? Maybe they're a little bit nervous, but when they get done, what kind of response do they give you?
You know, when we're out recruiting, say we're on a college campus or we're at a business or doing a speaking engagement to a group of pretty much all first time or people who've never given blood before, the number one response that we would get from people is, I'm afraid of needles. Mm-hmm. Well, I have never, in my 13 years working here, have never met someone who likes needles. So my response typically, and what I have learned over the years from meeting families who have been impacted by the need for blood, is that just taking that little bit of time to think of the patients on the receiving end, whether that's a preemie that was born early, maybe a surgery patient in the area, maybe it's someone that just recently got a cancer diagnosis. A lot of those patients are being poked numerous times during the day. But the thing that's keeping them alive is that miracle medicine, that human blood that is irreplaceable. It can only come from a volunteer blood donor, not someone who gets paid to donate their blood. So Vitalant is the area's sole provider of blood and blood products. So if you know of anyone, maybe you have received blood products, plasma, platelets, any of those products in a hospital, or maybe you visited someone. Those donations have come from a volunteer blood donor. So if that time comes and you're in a hospital setting and you know of someone who's receiving a blood transfusion, look at the blood bag that's hanging above the patient. It will say in bold letters, volunteer blood donor. So it has to come from someone who has volunteered their time to roll up their sleeve, that has either donated at a blood drive here locally or at our Vitalant Center. So it's a simple process. First-time donors, of course, don't know what to expect, so that's another reason. It's the fear of the unknown, but as long as you're feeling well and healthy, all you need is an ID and, of course, a face covering. You come to our blood center and we bring you through a very quick health questionnaire just to make sure you're feeling well and healthy, if you've done any traveling, and then we ask you if you're on any medications, which most of them are acceptable. And then the actual blood draw itself is the shortest part. It takes about 5 to 8 minutes to donate 1 unit of whole blood, which is 1 pint. And then after the donation process, you enjoy some refreshments and you're free to go. With one donation, you can actually impact up to 3 patients in a local hospital. So yeah. A lot of times people don't know the need until they've been in that position.
That's exactly right. It's a good experience all the way around. You're going to be so glad you did it. And let's get a whole bunch of the Flag family out there and let people know what a great bunch of folks we are here, and do some good for some people. It starts tomorrow, 10 to 6, Thursday, 11 to 6, and then Friday, 7 to 3. You can go over any time there and do that. But would you sign up ahead of time so they know you're coming over there? You can go to Vitalant.org, or you can call 877-25-VITAL. You will have to wear a face mask over there. But if for whatever reason you forget to make an appointment, you're like, oh, I could go, but I forget to sign up, just go over there anyway. They'll take good care of you. And like Katie said, all donations are tested for COVID-19 antibodies, so you get that helpful information as well. All right, Katie, thanks so much for the update, and we'll see you over there sometime here over the next couple of days.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Katie. Katie Bartleson, Senior Donor Recruitment Representative at Vitalant, Vitalant.org is the website.